With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. Researchers say the Central Valley has made environmental improvements, just not as much as they'd like. FM89's Gabriela Ornelas tells us how a new study released today by the Sierra Nevada Research Institute at UC Merced and the Great Valley Center shows mixed results of environment quality in the Central Valley.
The results of the study indicate that watersheds are reaching normal levels, wetland habitat restoration is on the rise, urbanization is slowing, and key air quality indicators are improving. Director of the Sierra Nevada Research Institute, Roger Bales, says these are important indicators in the quality of land, water, and air in the region.
There have been small moves toward using renewable energy, but on the other hand, we need to do more in that direction, and that when we do more, it'll have positive benefits on improving air quality, giving a new set of jobs around that, and also mitigating or reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which is a goal of the state.
The study equally shows that ozone levels still surpass state and federal air quality standards in almost all the counties in the region. The levels of nitrate in drinking water have increased, along with waste production and energy consumption. Bale says that if changes aren't made, it could have a devastating impact.
We'll lose opportunities toward improving the long-term sustainability and quality of life in the region.
Among the suggestions researchers gave for improving the environment are preserving the valley's water supply, adopting environmentally friendly methods to dispose waste, and embracing renewable energy technologies for sustainable growth. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Gabriela Ornelas.